Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a name switching scenario, a girl asking a friend for relationship advice, and a coworker situation gone wild. Check it out. Enjoy, share it with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It only happens through you, the listener. That's how it goes. You listen to the show. You tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. And then they listen. They rate, review, subscribe. They support the sponsors. It's the big circle of podcasting life. And boy, I'm meeting you guys out on these streets. I was just in Baton Rouge. That's right. Any New Orleans accent I do just sounds awful. So I'm not going to even put you through that. But I was in New Orleans. Then I was in Baton Rouge. What a place. Love it, love it, love it. I got to say, meeting the... That's right. That's what it felt like. I really do, whenever I go to these places, and it's not against you, it's more that I'm an idiot. It's not your place that's stupid, I'm stupid. But because I think of whatever I was brought up thinking of these places, and you're driving, walking the streets of New Orleans, you see the porches that come off the houses... This music plays in my head.
It's like, can't help it.
You can't help it. As a Northeastern Jew idiot, I can't help this playing in my head the whole time.
You're picturing Deliverance, your worst fears
coming. Yes, coming to life. And the drive from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. New Orleans is this like fun, hip, with it town. And then you get on the road. I rented a car and got on the road from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. And it's like... 4 minutes outside of town, it's like you know what it feels like. You ever see the movie?
You got this.
I got this. I got this. What the movie?
What decade?
Wild Things.
I'll take your word.
With
for
Matt
it.
Dillon, Wild Things has the hottest lesbian scene ever in the history of movies. Oh. Denise Richards.
It's on my Netflix queue.
Get it on the queue. Are you kidding me? Have you seen this?
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Wild Things.
What is Wild?
This
I know where the Wild
time
Things
I've,
are.
I felt old on this podcast. I'm going to bring up the Wild Things scene where they make out.
Is this in a pool?
Yeah, in the pool.
Okay, I'm aware of the scene.
You're not aware of the movie, aware of the scene. I mean, it's Denise Richards, Nev Campbell. Nev Campbell kind of floated out of life after Scream. Like, we don't really hear from her. Like,
she went back
to Canada.
I've never
heard of either of those names, even.
It was this erotic thriller. You've never heard those names?
No.
Our guest this week is crazy young. So, I'm not, yeah, the crowd is up in arms.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in before we get into Wild Things. Very excited to have him. Super funny comic. All of you go follow, go support Lev Fur.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course, man. I'm
new
excited
guest. It's we're pumped to have you. New guest alert here on the podcast.
I love when people are going to ask me.
is that the new guest sound? Yeah.
I love when people are going to ask me, how was Jared's podcast? Like, oh, he brought me over, played old porn from the 90s.
Old porn, yeah. This was allowed. This was in a movie, and Denise Richards was like the hottest ever at the time, and Nev Campbell's hot too, and then they have this pool makeout. We're watching it now. It's getting steamy, and you're like, oh my god, like it's as if like, and like at the time I don't know if it says the year. Yeah, this is it, baby, because at the time you're like, okay, like this movie, I don't know if anyone listening is connecting this, but if you are, you're half chub in the car.
Yeah, but I love that this movie, this is the slowest makeout scene I've ever seen.
Oh, well, this is the thing. There wasn't internet porn.
Right.
You're basically thinking, Like, if someone came up to me at 13 and was like, what would you want to happen
right.
for you right now? I'd be like, I want Denise Richards and Neve Campbell to make out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this movie paid off on the promise. And you're like, wait a minute, why? It was teenage catnip.
But that sounds exactly like what the director was asked. Like, what do you want to make next?
Yes.
What, these two to make out. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I mean, this was like, you saw their boobs too. Like, you saw. And then you're like, you're thinking like, this is like a, this might, then you start hearing like your Harvey Weinstein stuff. And you're like, okay, I guess this kind of all makes sense, right?
He was definitely on the set of this.
I mean, something, right?
Jesus.
And now the makeout scene, here's how easy it is to masturbate. This makeout scene was literally half a second away from me pulling up right away. Then I had to like, you know, I had to like pause it, make sure my parents were, you
right,
know,
right.
away. Shelby, you have no connection to this movie whatsoever.
I've heard the name.
You know,
I'm
the makeout
aware
scene.
Of the scene here.
Yeah.
What about Mulholland Drive, that lesbian scene?
I don't know that one.
Well, the shoe's on the other foot,
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Let me ask you this. When you were a kid, did you ever watch the shit with your friends?
Well, the first time seeing this was with friends.
Right?
Yes, yeah, so you're like literally inches away from literally holding hands. And then you're like, what's going on in my pants?
Well, see, like my generation, we were watching this on Pornhub together. We were watching actual porn together.
So you would sit down to Pornhub.
Right. We'd sit down to Pornhub, have a coffee. You know, one of your friends is fucking the floor. That's how it was in the teenage years.
What about this? It's a sleepover. It's like, let's say elementary to middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, we're staying up late watching Comedy Central.
Okay.
And that Girls Gone Wild, like, marimba comes on those commercials.
Oh,
remember
the
that?
Commercials.
Oh, I remember
yeah,
that.
Would just stop, like,
everyone
holy
just stops
shit.
Talking. Yeah. It's funny because, Shelby, how old are you?
27 years young.
You're 27. I'm 33. Lev, you're 21.
21, yeah.
So we're literally like three generations of masturbation here.
Yeah.
Like all going over our war stories.
It was all internet for me. First porn I ever saw was internet porn.
Dude, you don't understand. I was out of college and I was like, and people were, there was a discussion going on. Like it was, I wasn't even doing comedy yet. And we were at my apartment doing a pregame and all the guys were like discussing their favorite internet porn sites. And I was like, what? And they were like, well, what are you looking at? And I was like, I'm looking at like still lifes. And like, they were like, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Like, I'm still on paper.
Yeah, literally. Like, I was still drawing pictures of nipples. You know, like, what? And it's just amazing. And they, like, the music stopped, I remember. And then, like, I ran home. And it's like that scene out of Family Guy where the son figures out masturbation. Then he comes out back with, like, a huge arm. Like,
right,
all of a sudden,
right.
My right arm is fucking jacked. And it's like, I don't know, wild things.
But I think it's actually better for you to jerk off to less porn. Like,
absolutely. No, I felt like I was done a favor. Because
right.
Because now there's so much. I mean, it's been talked about millions of times, but it's like,
yeah, I have memories as a kid of stumbling upon porn sites,
yeah.
Being like 7 years old, 8 years old. I think those moments shaped who I am today.
I really
like you're 7 years old. You see some girl squirting on a bed sheet. You're like,
it's
I'm never going to remember that. Or, I'm never going to forget that.
Well, it's also like becoming 16 and owning a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
it's too much power.
Where do you go from right. there? What's the up? Like what? And also like we're all, you know, like a lot of men are trying to like achieve their, you know, their porno dreams in some cases. And then it's like you hear these stories of like a girl being like, well, then he tried to do it. And you're like, yeah, he's fucked up. he's messed up in the head. He's seen too much.
Yeah, your first grade teacher's like, you got to stop talking in class. So you're like, shut up. I know how you come.
Yeah, I've seen you squirt, you know, like I do this wild things. Well, this is like a throwback. I'll be bringing that back up. I don't know, but the New Orleans, such a fun time. Baton Rouge, I was at LSU. The game did not add up to the legendary status of the 1-3, but we had a fun time. It was great to meet people. That's the thing. People, I'll be taping this thing. How low will you go? It comes out every Saturday. Please support that. We got three more episodes to go. You'll see the LSU one this weekend, and then I'm going to be in LA for a couple weeks. And then, but people out of the woodwork just come up, and they're like, hey, man. Was at this show, was that, you know, listen to the podcast, so excited to meet. So it's really good. It feels amazing to meet you guys out there in places that I never would have been, in Baton Rouge. So,
what's a better feeling, that or the watching this scene again?
They're the same. Yeah. You know, I'm coming while they say, hi, I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, and then, you know, same thing.
Yeah, you're just picturing a Stevie Poole makeout. Yeah, while they're like,
just
know,
anytime you meet me, I'm totally hard. Sorry. Oops. Cat's out of the bag. Yeah. But listen, I want to get ahead. Before we get into the episode, we'll talk to Lev. All of you go follow Lev Fur. At Lev Fur on Instagram. At Lev Fursh. On Twitter, is that your real last name?
No, it's shortened. It's too Jewy.
What's your real last name?
It's the Jew nightmare, Fursztein.
Fursztein.
See, you're Jewish. You can't even say it.
No.
Fursztein.
Fursztein.
Yeah, exactly. And whenever I say it, they're like, no, what is your last name? And I say Fursztein. You go, why do you keep saying first name to me?
I would think that's got to be Russian or Polish.
I think it's like German Jewish.
German Fursztein.
Yeah,
that sounds like the German. Like it would sound better with a German accent, you know, like
coming from a certain man.
Yeah. It's from a nice German, you know, a newer German. But I so listen, go follow at Lev Fur on Instagram, at Lev Fursh on Twitter. I'm going to be, if you're listening right now, it is Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know when you listen, how you listen, but I'm coming to L.A. OK, one night only. I'm going to be in Burbank. Okay, the 11th, Sunday, November 11th, I'm going to be at Flappers Comedy Club doing one show. So come on out. We added it late because I'm going to be in LA this weekend for How Low Will You Go. So I'll be at Cal USC this weekend. And then on Sunday, come out to Burbank and come to Flappers. The tickets are on my website, jaredfreed.com. Also, my Instagram, you can find them there. But we added it late, so I need you guys to come on out. Bring a crew. That's what this is all about. I know you're going to like it, because you know me, I know you. I know what's going on here. And I'm going to get to something else in this episode to let you know. I just know, meeting the audience, I'm starting to know the audience. So I know you're going to have a good time. Bring your friends. I'm more worried about the friends than I am about you. Because I want them to walk away going, good job, Joe Blow. You brought us to the J Train show, and we had a good time. So I'm there to make you look good. So Burbank, I'm going to be at Flappers. I think there's still tickets left for the Punchline in San Francisco on the 12th. So I'm coming LA the 11th, San Francisco the 12th, live J Train the 13th, which I think is sold out. 14th, I'm in San Francisco at the Punchline, sold out. 15th, Sacramento. Punchline, that is not sold out. So if you're near Sacramento, I'm there on the 15th. Come one, come all. Would love to have you. Also, I want to get into our ads this week. I just want to let you know, we're at that holiday time of year. This is, now that Halloween is over, we are at ad season here at the podcast. Don't skip on these ads. Because now that I know the audience, we're bringing in stuff that I know you will want to give or be given. Do you understand? Because Papa JT, the King of Brunch, the Prince of Promos, has control over who comes in with their wares, you can now get good stuff that is relevant to you in your life. We're not promoting stuff that wouldn't be useful to you. Our first sponsor today is Rothy's, and I was excited about them. Right, Shelby?
You're over the moon.
Over the moon. Shelby just matched my excitement about Rothy's.
I'm just palpitating.
Have you heard about this company making flats for women and girls from recycled plastic water bottles? Oh, and they're insanely comfortable and stylish. This holiday season, give the gift of comfort and style. Seriously, she is never going to want to take them off. Listen, I gave them to my mom. My mom is that's right, audience is very touched. All she does is talk about these shoes, okay? They were founded by Stephen Hawthorne, wait. That sounds like a jingle. Stephen Hawthorne, wait.
She sounds like the woman who murdered Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, this is...
to take that spot.
Hawthorne, wait. And Roth Martin, two guys who want... It's a guy, Stephen. Two guys who wanted to give the women in their lives more choice than just sneakers and flip-flops. They built one of the fastest-growing shoe companies. It's a real-life Cinderella story. Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go for women and girls. It's stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in four fashionable styles. The flat, the point, the loafer, the sneaker. Okay, listen. My mom's been calling me about these shoes. I gave her the one, you know, that I can't wear them around, so I gave them to her. She's like, they're the most comfortable things ever. They look good. I can wear them anytime, on the go, we're going out shopping, at the house. It's just a great functional shoe. And it's good. And also, if you're a guy listening, this is a great gift. This is for your mom or the girl in your life, and they look great. You know who's wearing them? Meghan fucking Markle, okay? The princess herself. She wore them, so obviously, you know, Rothy's is princess material. That's right. It's going to blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles. Also, you're helping the world. You're putting good karma into the world. On this podcast, we use straws, but we also use Rothy's. Okay? You can do one or the other. Added bonus, they're machine washable. Let's face it, feet sweat. No more closet full of dirty shoes you'll never see again. So right now, let me give you your free money. This is free money, people. Ring that horn. Sound that horn. No. You got free money alert. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. Use code JTRAIN to get free shipping with no minimum. Free shipping and free returns exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. And trust me, you're not going to want to return them. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com. Enter code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. To get amazing shoes and free shipping, it's a no-brainer. The shoes are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. Free shipping. Give the gift. She will thank you for one step at a time. Rothys.com, promo code JTRAIN. Get this deal while it lasts. Rothys.com, promo code JTRAIN. Rothys.com, promo code JTRAIN. Rothys.com, promo code JTRAIN. Lev, let's do the emails. You ready?
Let's do it, man.
JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. Love triangle?
I'm in already.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ever been in a love triangle?
Not in a triangle. Done a couple hexagons.
Hexagons.
Yeah, but the triangle, no.
No, you're on the bigger shapes. I don't even know what a hex is. What was that, five?
Six.
Six.
Yeah, I'm going octo next, buddy.
Octo, going for that, going for that puss. Been listening for a long time, never heard this come up. So I meet this girl on Bumble. Things went well, got the meet up for drinks. She's an 8'7" question mark. Okay. So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Oh.
Guys or girls can use it.
Okay.
It's the area code method, face, body, personality.
Okay.
So we met this girl on Bumble. Things went well. Get the meet up for drinks. She's an eight face, seven body question mark personality because they haven't met.
See, I'm so dumb that I thought she was 8'7".
8'7".
Yeah, I was like,
she's 8'7".
That's the J-train
that makes
system.
Up for me not knowing what hexagonal was or whatever the fuck that was. But 8'7". She's a giant. I've never heard this one. Yeah, because you're going out with Mutombo. We end up going back to her place, quote unquote, he writes. She tells me she's going to go grab some drinks. Cue prom porn music. Oh, he's cueing Shelby. So she's going to go get some drinks. But while she's gone, her mom comes in and starts aggressive flirting and slight petting. What?
Dude, I'm like on the fence about this already. I don't know if I can believe this.
The girl I met with never comes back, so I leave. What do you mean never comes back? Later thinking I may just be watching too much porn because who does that shit really happen? Here comes the weirdest part. A local radio station does a second date update segment where they call on behalf of one of the dates because the other ghosted for some reason and try to set up a second date. This girl does this and admits on live radio that she brought me to her place so that her mom could have a go because she just went through a messy divorce. And then because I didn't hook up with the mom, now the girl wants to try hooking up for real. What the actual fuck? Guess that could be a hypo. The mom was pretty good looking, like late 40-ish. I'm 25. This is a crazy
dude, you know
email.
What this sounds like? This sounds like a dude like telling his friends, like, all right, so I go to this girl's house, right?
Yeah.
Her mom walks in, two tits out. Her dad walks in, goes, I just want to operate the camera.
Yeah.
Ferrari dealer from town walks in, throws me the keys, says, you know what? Fuck them all in the car. This is like insane.
It's too much.
I don't know if this is... even possible.
I don't like, he also called it Love Triangle, and then he wrote, worth the read. I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's real. Hypothetical, though, let's go to hypothetical land. What would you say if this came up for you, girl? Here's the problem. This is the girl is kind of an asshole.
Yeah, she mom-fished him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She set him up because in this world of, you know, you want to do the right thing. Right. You don't want to be screenshot and then sent to some, you know, she's already doing the radio station thing.
Right.
So who's to put past her that she wouldn't be like, you fuck my mom, and then like try to embarrass him on Springer or some shit.
Right. But that's also insane that she called into a radio show to tell this story. She's like, so I tricked this man into fucking my 45-year-old mother.
Yeah.
But now I kind of think I want to grab coffee.
Yeah.
That's an insane switch up.
Wait, what a horrible wedding story.
Right.
And I also knew I loved him when he didn't fuck my mom.
Dude. I had my mom come in, new lingerie. He only fingered her.
Yeah.
That was it. I knew he was the one.
Now I know he's the one. And that's why you're all here for a Wednesday wedding.
But we kind of have to go after this lady because she brought a guy home just so she could leave and have her mom, who's in on the plan, come in and try to suck some young dick.
Yeah, it's not.
That's insane.
It's her fault. She's insane because she could have, from get-go, just been like, listen, she could have over the app.
Right.
At that, if you're like in, if we're going to live in this reality
right,
we don't even believe is a reality, if we want to believe that this is what happens, I would say, hey, you're cute. You seem cool. My mom just got out of some shit.
Right.
Are you an older woman? Because
she could use some charity.
Women would get offended by that because like a lot of girls, they'll like get upset. I had a girl write me once that she like, that someone saw her friend in the picture.
Okay.
Like she matched with a guy and then he was like, hey, I hate to do this. Or he was just like, hey, your friend in that picture is who I thought I was matching with.
Right, right, right.
Can you put me in touch with a friend? And she was like, oh my God, this is how heinous. What a dick. And I was like, it's a weird move, but
I think that's worth the gamble, though.
There's a gamble to it that he's taking, a calculated gamble.
Right. It's like if you've decided, you know what, I don't really want to hook up with a chick I matched with, but I think I might really like a friend.
Yeah.
Take the shot.
I've heard of it working out, actually.
Right.
But here's the other thing. She was a redhead.
Right.
The girl
right.
that was messaging me about how much of an asshole this guy was. The girl that she was next to was a brunette. And I was like, here's why you shouldn't take this so personally.
Right.
You're
right.
Totally different type. I go, Ginger Marianne, that's been a conversation for centuries.
Right.
So like the idea that you two, like what he's doing, it's not like it was you and your best friend who kind of look alike.
Right.
Then I would be like, okay, this guy's.
Yeah, they just look identical. Yeah, they're like twin sisters. You're like, hey, your sister.
Oh, yeah. I'm so, she has this different nose.
Yeah. Just the way that one hair goes to the side.
But I mean, in this situation, I'm telling the girl who said, you don't go back to the girl who would call the radio station. It's one thing if she had been like, listen, this is one big fucking ruse.
Right.
And here's why you're here. It's all in the setup.
Yeah, I think that you kind of have to have a few screws loose to pull a move like that. Dude, imagine if you went on a date, right? It's going great. You brought the girl home to your place. And then you leave to go to the bathroom. All of a sudden, your dad comes walking in a bathrobe.
It's that would be arrestable.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just left. You're just outside.
And then my dad just started touching.
Right. Light petting.
Yeah, light petting.
Dude,
what are we talking
about?
You'd
both be in prison within an hour. Like, there'd be no way out of that.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Lev Fur @LevFur on Instagram. Go follow @LevFur on Twitter.
Buddy.
He's got the Young Daddy podcast, and it's every Monday and Thursday, finding the daddy in all of us.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
You know what? That's a great question. It's, you know, like 3 a.m, you're like editing your podcast info. You're like, I guess that sounds good.
I got to put something.
Yeah. I need something
listen,
there.
This is called J-Train.
I don't know. My show is like, I am very honest. You know, people ask questions. I talk to the fans. I interview guests. And like, being like a daddy is like, just make the fucking right moves. Don't be a piece of shit and be honest.
Yeah. Don't have your mom waiting in the other room to attack a guy.
Yeah. So
I've been a listener for a long time, and you've actually answered an email of mine before. Feather. Here's my problem. One of my friend's girlfriends has been telling me about their problems. I'm more than happy to be there for her, but I don't really want to put myself in the middle of their relationship for multiple reasons. I've tried the neutral party and not take any sides, but she continues to talk to me about things and try to get me to take her side. How do I remove myself from the middle of this? Have this happened to you ever?
That's never happened, but I think that's a really good question, though.
It's a good question.
Yeah, I definitely
it's
have
thoughtful,
a side.
And it's I can understand the discomfort that he's going through.
Right. Well, I mean, I think if it were me and my friend's girlfriend kept walking up to me, in me and being like, I just, you know, he just won't put a thumb in my ass. I don't know what to do. If it was something like that, I'd tell my friend, what are you doing? Get that thumb in.
Get the thumb in.
Yeah.
It is question specific.
Yeah.
Because there are questions where you're like, oh, here's my chance to help a friend.
Right.
Because, you know, if it's in the sexual realm, it's weird, but at least you're like, go for it. You can be, you know, Peter Positive.
Right. Yeah, but if she's like, he doesn't look me in the eyes between these hours of 3 to 5, you don't want to have that conversation with your friend. You shouldn't hear about that.
You know?
That's not your business.
There's two reasons she's asking for you for advice. There could really only be two alleys to me. The first alley is that she kind of likes you. Like, there's like, you know, she's confiding in you, and also it's been mentioned. I'm not sure what it is, but maybe you've been mentioned as a threat or someone she considers hot. So it's something to fuck with her guy.
Right.
Oh, well, I was talking to Rick.
Yeah, she's trying to chess move him.
Yeah, a little bit, a little game-ish. The other option, and probably the more likely option, is that she's trying to use you as an expert witness in this trial. Mm. So whenever they have a fight, she can break down to, well, Rick thinks, and he's your friend.
Right.
He's just like you. So then it becomes, now she's brought the expert witness in who is a character witness and all this stuff she can double up on you. Now they can gang up on you, which isn't healthy either.
Right. Yeah, and it's also like there's no even winning there, because even if you talk to her boyfriend and be like, hey, she told me about this, like,
now are you talking to my girlfriend?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Two pieces coming at him now from different sides, you know, and I feel like there's nothing to do there other than just back up and be like, hey, you know, I appreciate that you're talking to me about this, but I can't help you.
You can't be neutral.
Yeah.
I think the neutral is like the first thing he did, you're right. That's a good thing to do.
Right.
Hey, I'm friends with you both. The next move is, hey, you're putting me in a bad position.
Right.
I cannot even talk to you about this.
Right.
Talking to me about this, you need to go talk to him about your issues, about your problems, because talking with me feels like now you're making me a part of this fight.
Yeah. I mean, he should have his friends back anyways, though. Just that's what he should say. Be like, listen, he's my friend.
Yeah.
He's your boyfriend, like, you know,
he's going to be here if you're gone.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not going to be the other way around.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Lev Fur on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Help my. Let's do a lady hypothetical. Dear Train, an OKL here, original key listener. Love it. I recently ended a road trip from Alaska to LA. Now I'm in this Louisiana mode. Is that Alaska to Louisiana? Or I'm assuming LA because she's switched up.
That's like a lifetime of driving.
That is a lifetime of driving. I mean, Alaska, she wrote out Alaska, so I'm assuming LA is the city.
It's got to be LA. Because if you're leaving Alaska, I would hope it's for at least a good place.
somewhere with action and people. And now I'm driving from the East Coast to California for work. What does this person do? So I can't thank you enough for showering me with that silky podcast feather during my long-ass car rides. Yeah, you're welcome.
Ice road trucker.
Right? A female one. It's kind of hot. Now for the hypothetical. It's fuck, marry, kill, J Train Podcast Edition. Options are, so you fuck, marry, kill. Okay, so this is an intro. This is a very inside podcast hypothetical. You ready, Shelby?
Lay it on me.
Okay. We play fuck, marry, kill. She's saying fuck, marry, kill. The three options are things from the podcast. I'm trying to explain this to you because I'm explaining it to any listener at home too.
Right.
So one, fuck, marry, kill. Two, would you rather? Three, the area code system, face, body, personalities, guys or girls can use it. Which of these three games would you fuck, marry, or kill? Thanks for the response. I can't wait to see you for the second time in Sacramento. Look at that, feather, feather. What do we think? You fuck, marry, kill the three games from these three podcast things. It's confusing because to say fuck, marry, kill, fuck, marry, kill, you're saying it twice. So you're... What would you do, Shelby?
This is very meta.
It is meta. I feel like I've risen above my body and I'm watching my dead body.
I'm afraid to answer one because I feel like you're just going to look at me and be like, that was my favorite one. And then I got to put the mic down and go home.
You got to make a choice. I get it.
So it was fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill. Would you rather the area code system?
Kill the area code system.
Wow.
That's my vote too. I still don't get it.
I'm angry at both of you.
I don't really use it myself.
The area code system. Okay, go ahead.
I get it for others, but
sure.
I would fuck. Would you rather and marry? Fuck, marry, kill.
Wow,
that's Lev, commitment.
You're up.
I think I'm on his side. I'd kill the area code system because I don't know what the hell it is.
It's a rating people.
Do we see how you have to defend it now?
I have to defend it.
You don't have to defend fuck, marry, kill, or would you rather.
The reason to kill it is because I have to defend it every time I bring it up.
Right.
Because people roll their eyes at it, and I go, well, guys or girls can use it. That's right. The reason I say that. So it's worth killing.
That's how you know something's a bad invention, though. Yeah. You're like, no, but guys or girls could use it, though.
Yeah. Anyone can use it.
Yeah.
I agree with
I'd
that.
I'd probably say that. Okay. I'd probably marry... I do the same thing. I'd marry Would You Rather because that's the more
he
fun
said, marry,
option.
He said marry, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, okay, so I'd marry Would You Rather. I think you get more juice out of that orange, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'd fuck, marry, kill. That's fun to do every once in a while for me.
Yeah, I'm probably with you, Lev. I would marry Would You Rather, fuck, marry, kill because I do like doing it every now and again. We don't do it a lot. And then the area code method, yeah, I think maybe it's a time gone by.
Yeah.
Even though, and also the reason to kill the area code method is because it's in the eye of the beholder. We rarely get my girlfriend's a 5'6", 3", or my boyfriend's a 4'5", right, you know, right. 2.
I would use it on somebody I wasn't actually going to approach.
Mm.
Like if I was actually interested in someone, I don't think I would be rating.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to my loved ones.
Correct.
Interesting. JTrain, I love that email. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I love this email. Great title. Hanging out with him makes me feel guilty.
Ooh.
But we're sponsored people again. And let me just tell you, these are hand-picked sponsors, right, Shelby?
Hand chosen.
People come to us, they want to sell their wares here. And I am sitting here being, you know, I just look judgy. I put my hand to my chin. And I rub it, and I go, not for me. This is one where I was like, this is a great idea. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you smell amazing, what are you wearing? Whether it's Gucci, Prada, Versace, you have good taste, and you know what you like, but your great taste is expensive. And you end up with a shelf full of half-used bottles, but I found a way to have great taste and save your pocketbook at the same time. Now, that's what they wrote. Okay, I liked what they wrote. But let me add to this. It's called Scentbird. Okay, Scentbird keeps me smelling good month after month. Here's what Scentbird does. Cologne and fragrances, they're expensive. They have to pay for their fucking artsy commercials and they got to put them in high-end stores. There's a ton of middle person to... The scent game. Scentbird has taken all of that out. Also, the packaging costs a lot. Sometimes it comes in a fucking golden diamond urn.
Yeah.
And it's like Scentbird took out all of that with great products from Hugo Boss, Gucci, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole, and more. They have all these brands, and it comes in a 120-spray bottle. So you get to like switch it up every now and again. The problem with all these colognes and perfumes is you're stuck with a scent forever.
So how often am I spraying?
Exactly.
Some mist.
A 30-day supply is 120 sprays. To be honest, I'm not doing that many sprays in a month.
You're not that much of a spray boy.
Not a spray boy.
That's 3 days for me.
That's right. Oh, you're 3 days. I knew you smelled when you walked in. Listen. You get to choose and rotate into different smells, which I think is great. They send it to you in the appropriate size canister, and then you can just keep going through and you can sign up for subscriptions, and it's great. I use Scentbird. That's why I always use Scentbird.com. Always. And it's Scentbird. Like, you have a scent flown to you from a bird.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker. Okay, so you're going to get this exclusive offer, okay? You'll get 50% off your first month today. That's $7.50 for your first cologne. So every month you can keep going through this cologne and perfumes. Every month you get a different one and you can enjoy a high-end smell for regular end prices. So that's scentbird.com/JTrain. That's scentbird.com/JTrain. Use my code JTrain for 50% off your first month. This is a great gift. This is a great gift to yourself. This is a great thing for the girlfriend or the boyfriend. scentbird.com/JTrain. Code JTrain. Sign on. Smell great.
I got to say, if they actually flew a cologne to you with a bird,
be great.
I'd pay $100 a month for that.
Just to see it.
Yeah, just to see it happen.
Just to see how they train that bird.
It'd be great if the bird smelled like shit, though. You guys are a cologne
sweating.
Company. Yeah. Fucking give the bird a spray.
Yeah, give him a little spritz. Hanging out with him makes me feel guilty. J-Train, there's been intense sexual tension with my coworker since day one. People always make comments about us getting along so well, and we actually made out one time last year after a work event. We joked about it after, and neither of us wanted to make anything more out of that because of our job. Currently, he has had a girlfriend for about 8 months now, and we're all very cool with each other. This is more of a triangle. That's right. I introduced my coworker to your podcast, and one of our favorite games is now Red Flag Deal Breaker. When we're playing the game, someone brought up Red Flag or Deal Breaker, they're your coworker. We both made
Deal Breaker. Red Flag.
Why does it have a hip hop beat, Shelby?
Red Flag.
The Red Flag sounds like it was created by a marketing team.
He's trying to bring the show.
Yeah, of all white
future.
People that
yeah.
want to make something hip.
Yeah.
Red Flag.
Rap music.
Yeah. So we both made eye contact with each other and said deal breaker. Well, last week he left our company. On top of that, his girlfriend is moving to a different city that's 3 hours away. I fifth wheeled my two coworkers and their boyfriends for drinks one night. They texted him to come and he left his friends and Ubered across the city to meet up with us. He was sitting across from me and flirting with me. And when he asked about his girlfriend moving, he kept looking at me. I am not going to pretend that I don't like him because I do. However, I'm very respectful to his girlfriend relationship and he is a great guy and I know he would never cheat on her. I love hanging out with him and genuinely miss not talking to him every day when we are at work. I can't help but feel guilty for this. I never felt this way before because his girlfriend came to a lot of work events and we were very friendly with each other. But now that she's gone and he doesn't work at the company anymore, things feel different. Let me know your thoughts on this. I know taking the absolute moral high ground to keep my distance, but I didn't do anything to create these circumstances. And if he still wants to hang out with me and our coworkers and maintain our close relationship, should I feel bad about it? Also, should I do anything to tell him how I feel or wait it out and see if anything comes out of it? As always, thanks for your help. What do we think?
Dude, I got some thoughts.
Sure.
First of all, check this out. They're playing this game, right?
Yeah.
They're coworkers. Their friend knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing this, like, is it a deal breaker game? And one of their friends goes, what about if you're coworkers?
It's a dickish move.
That's a dickish
move.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's one of those things
that the worst people do.
Right.
When they're like, let's just play. Like, it's as if they're like, oh, I get to be the puppet master.
Right, right, right.
For five
and
seconds.
And sit back and see what happens.
And nothing happens to me because I'm just the one who we're playing the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what the fuck happened.
Right, right, right. That's like if your friend's like, you know what? You're going through a divorce. Let's play a game. And you don't want to talk about it. Let's play a game. Who's divorced here?
Yeah.
It's a dick move.
I had this situation. It's funny when like people know the deal and don't know the deal. I don't know if I told this on this podcast or the other one. But just the idea that like I brought someone along to, you know, to an event,
right?
And then people like, and this was I hate to make this a male female thing, but especially women, guys kind of know the deal of like we're just gonna shut the fuck up,
right, right, right.
Oh,
hopefully.
This is hopefully, but like guys will fuck with you, but it feels like I know there's a I know a few comics that will be like, this is my girlfriend so and so, and you go, nice to see you, nice to meet you,
right.
The dumbest people go, who? Did I meet you before? And then they make especially women, they make them feel like trivialized and not important. And they're like, and I brought this girl to an event. Like, you know, all these girls kept coming, who is this? Ooh. Right. And I'm like, what are you, the fucking, what is wrong with you?
Right.
Are you, how did you become 7 years old?
I legit
all
have,
of a sudden?
Have had a guy one time, like, stop me on the street, a friend of mine. And he was like, guy, you're with a new girl every time I see you.
It's like, what are these people
doing? First date. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, and later he's like, I'm helping you.
No, you're not helping.
No, not at all. You made her
nobody
feel like a
piece
of
shit. Nobody is helping.
Yeah. But also, so get, but she
they
says,
do that. But you know what? It's funny that you say that. You're right. Because they do say that. Oh, I'm helping. These coworkers think that they're like, that they're the fucking, you know, the godmothers.
They're
like the
lubricant. They're like, oh, once I say it, they're going to fuck.
They're going to do it. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, but there's repercussions to all these things. First of all, it's work relationships. Second of all, this guy is in a fucking relationship himself.
Yeah.
Like, you're only going to bring tough times.
But get this shit, though. This is the part that, like, they both go, yeah, it's a deal breaker. He quits his job immediately.
Yeah. I'm out of here. Yeah. Guess not anymore. I guess I'm in.
Right. She's like, no, I could never date somebody I work with. This dude just put in his 1 week notice the next day.
Yeah.
That's a move.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
The idea that he's like, deal breaker. And then he like goes, like he drive, he pulls his car back in, you know, into the president of the company's lot.
Right.
And he's like, I'm fired.
Yeah. I've been stealing office supplies. Yeah. I can't be here anymore. They're like,
get me out of here.
Like, that's no problem. Just bring back the supplies. You can keep working here. You do a great job.
No. I have a blow job to get
you. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
And that night his girlfriend's like, honey, they're offering me a great job position to move away, but I'm so, just do it. Move away.
You
go 3 hours.
Can't turn it down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do you think she's wrong?
You know what I think? I think my opinion on this has changed recently, but I think if you really like somebody and you feel that there's a connection there and it's not just you obsessing over somebody, you think it's reciprocated, tell that person, hey, I would have really loved to grab a drink, but you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
See what happens. Because I know
but
couples.
But she's still in the relationship.
Right. I know. But that's what I'm saying. I know couples who have been together for 5-6 years. And the way they met was because a dude stole that girl from another guy.
Stole it.
Stole her.
Well.
Put her in a van. Didn't tell her where it was going. He's just happily married.
Drove off.
Yeah.
And he now has 8 wives. And they're all trapped in the basement. I hear. I think when the guy does it, it's a more realistic proposition.
Right.
Because
you're not wrong.
The guy, when you say, like, I know a lot of guys who have stolen the girl.
Right.
Guys are like, I think guys aren't given credit for knowing what they're doing, but we do know a lot of times. When a guy does that, he knows he's like, I'm signing up for a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not signing up for a casualness at all.
Right. Well, if he's like a normal dude, if he's not a piece of shit.
Yeah. There's pieces of shit out there. But I'm saying the idea that this girl goes to him and is like, been thinking about you a long time. When it's reversed like that, I could see him being like, well, you know, I'm going to have to be casual with you.
Right.
As opposed to like, because I didn't break this up. You broke it up.
Right, right, right.
So now I'm not the dick. And a lot of guys worry about that shit of being the dick.
Yeah. How hot would it be, though, if she just fucking shows up to his place?
Like, oh, this is exactly my point.
Right.
He's like, well, I was full of cum and she showed up.
Right.
And we have this whole torrid love affair.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
She showed up. I had it jerked off in an hour. What the hell was I supposed to do, Susan? Well, you're 3 hours away. This is your fault. This is
the whole explanation. Right. Also, that's explanation to her when she's like, let's be serious. It's like, well, hold on. I don't want to be, I'm not, I just got out of a relationship.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Because you went with me.
Right.
You know?
I just lost my job that I quit.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that, what was it
look what
to do?
You made me do, you right. know, when it's all his fault. I think she, I.
Imagine though, if she just like put on like a fucking coat, nothing underneath, it's, showed up at his house, knocked on the door.
It'd be living the movie Wild Things,
yeah.
which you should all see.
I know.
I think you shouldn't feel bad about it. She asked if she should feel bad about it. No, because this guy obviously has some sort of feelings for you. It seems like he's working his way out of that relationship that he's currently in.
Right.
If he's showing up, you know, the girlfriend moved 3 hours away, that feels like it's over.
Right. I agree. I don't think she should feel guilty. But think about how funny it'd be, though, if there's one subtle change in the email and it's like, we said it'd be a deal breaker. All of a sudden, he quits the job and his girlfriend goes missing.
It's like, you have a very, you have a Law and Order episode.
Right.
I think she should wait this relationship out.
I think so, too.
I think what you do is don't feel bad about it. Hang out. Be fun. I say this every now and again. Be the party he would want to attend.
Right.
So when you guys go out, be fun. Be affable. Be cool. You know, ask about the relationship because that's a normal thing to do with friends.
Right.
Hey, how's it going long distance? And he's going to, I will promise you, because right now he has all the excuses for a breakup already in place.
Yeah.
I'm just changing
like 3 weeks
jobs.
Away.
You're 3 hours away.
Right.
He's a month away from this being done.
Yeah.
And then when it's done, you have to
be around.
Be around and be fun and ready to go.
Right.
But also, since it sounds like you do have feelings for him, you have to be approached in a way that is relationship way. You've only kissed from her email.
Right.
So there's going to be a point where he's going to end it with her and he's going to go, hey, I'm out. And he's going to try and make you the rebound hookup.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And you have to fend away from that if you like him because you have to say to him, you want to be taken out. You want to be dating date one, day two, day three. You want to be taken out in a way that's being courted. So I would say beware because the first people you go to when you break up with someone are the warm contacts.
Yeah. And also, if she lets herself be the first rebound, then what happens is he doesn't look at her the same later subconsciously, starts thinking about his ex again.
Yeah. Thinks about the ex again or thinks like the other way to go, he starts thinking the ex again is one way. The other way to go is, I'm a stud.
Yeah.
Look at that. First girl I talked to, I fucked.
Right.
Like, oh, man, because when guys get out of relationships 8 months, they got girlfriend confidence. They have one girl that's been telling them they're hot for 8 months.
Right,
they've
right.
never had to, like, try and fail. So they've been just success after success after success. And if he gets out of the relationship and the first thing he does is success, he's going to go, well, Tinder's going to be a fucking blast.
Yeah.
So I would beware.
It's like, I keep hearing about the young kids are on Tinder. I haven't seen it yet. I've been peeking.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Lev Fur on Instagram. Go follow. Go support Young Daddy Podcast every Monday and Thursday. Go get involved. This is a follow-up email. They sent this September 26th. Shelby, tell me if you remember this email. Let's see if she explains it. Hey, J-Train. All the feathers in the world to you and Classic Shell. Thanks for answering my last question. I took your advice to keep seeing him and things are going well.
Very vague.
Very vague. I've been seeing this guy for a month. We went on Met on Hinge. We hit it off right away. See each other every couple weeks. Discovered he's good friends with my best friend's boyfriend. Oh, the on theory. The only thing is, turn off for me, he brought up his ex 4 to 5 times. Oh, I remember this. Remember he kept bringing up his ex?
I think, was this the vet?
Yeah. She was, so he kept bringing up the ex. He told me he had called his ex-girlfriend because she was in her final year of vet school and asked her what to do because his dog got seizures. I was pretty turned off at this point. We basically told her to keep it going.
Yeah. That it was an, okay, if she was a vet, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't out of line to hit the ex.
Yeah, she was. He had a sick dog. He hit up the ex, and then he had brought her up before.
Right.
They'd been together, and they had just gotten out of it.
He's just been slowly poisoning the dog.
I'm afraid, yeah.
Just to call the ex.
Just to get in touch with her. I'm afraid to keep going through this email, because I feel like we're going to get in a situation with this girl where every little issue will come up. But here's a follow-up on something weird that's been going on. The guy I've been seeing has been texting someone under the name Steve with a little sunflower emoji next to the name. Oh, my God.
Steve loves sunflower seeds, baby. That's right.
All three men in this room just looked at each other smiling. Let me just let the listeners know that we... Steve with a sunflower. None of us buy it.
No.
Right?
Not at all.
I don't... If a good
sunflower?
Any friend of mine, there's not an emoji next to the
name. None of them.
Like, if there's somebody, oh, how am I going to remember this person? I might put something weird, but like a friend that was
you
in
the... You can't just remember Steve?
Well, if there was a microphone app, I would not put it, emoji, I would not put it next to your name.
No.
Or a train even.
No.
But what if it's a trap though? Steve's gay. And instead of writing gay Steve,
yeah,
you put a sunflower next to it.
It could be, or the boyfriend is closeted.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the sunflower seems like he's gone above and beyond to get caught.
Something's up on the sunflower.
Something's up with this little sunflower emoji. I like this. So I got to read this for the listeners at home, because she writes, the guy I've been seeing has been texting someone under the name, quote unquote, Steve, and then she puts in parentheses, with a sunflower emoji next to the name. That should be in highlighted, bold lettering. The last couple of times we've hung out. The reason I took notice in this is because what guy puts a sunflower next to a buddy's name?
None of us.
The first time I brought it up, I poked fun at him saying, who's lucky I with the sunflower next to his name? He just laughed and said, my buddy Steve. The next time we hung out, he was online shopping for shoes and couldn't decide what to get. He asked me for my opinion, and after I gave it, he goes, I'll let Steve decide. He snapped and Snapchatted a picture of Bo's shoes and Steve. To Steve. On Saturday, we went out to a concert. When we got back to his phone, went off at 2 a.m. with Snapchat saying text saying hi with multiple eyes from Steve. Okay, what buddy is texting you at 2 a.m. saying hi? I asked him about it the next morning, and he said, okay, it's my buddy's sister. Here we go.
That's it.
We were really close, and my buddy got mad at me a couple weeks ago for texting her, so I changed her name in my phone. His buddy's sister has a boyfriend, she writes. I asked him why he didn't just say that the first time I asked him who Steve was. He said he thought it would be weird to explain the truth. It's only weird after you've lied about it.
Yeah. I don't know, your buddy's sister too. Like, how I feel like there's a limit on that friendship.
Also, he couldn't remember one more name.
Right.
He couldn't just call her like something, you know, Steve-ette.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
If it was Steve's sister, even this whole thing could have been avoided.
Yeah, I asked him why he didn't say anything. He also said, "I am making this a much bigger deal than it needs to be. I need to have a little bit of trust in him. This whole thing just really doesn't add up to me. I dated someone for 2 years who cheated on me a lot and would change girls' names in his phone to his buddy's name so he could text them around me." Yeah, that is a strategy, people. Have you ever done that?
I've never. No, dude, I'm not a cheater.
I've never done that. I just know it's done.
Yeah.
Shelby, ever done that?
Changing a name?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I would just hate that conversation, having to live that moment of like, who are you texting?
It's just a lot of work for, you know, if you really don't want to do this, just don't do it.
You're like, I'm texting Nick. She's like, you sent him a dick pic.
Yeah.
Well, I had to get some input before I sent it to you, babe. What do you think? I'm sending you first drafts?
I got to send you. I wish there was a sunflower next to the name. This really messed me up for a while, caused me to have some trust issues. I don't blame you. My question is, am I blowing this out of proportion because of my past, or do you think there is something else going on? Also, the reason I'm doing this as a follow-up email is because the ex-girlfriend he called for help with his dog had a sunflower emoji in his name, in her name on his phone.
Oh, shit.
Could it be her he is messaging? Am I just being crazy and paranoid? What do you think?
Oh, shit. That was a detail at the end.
That's a huge detail.
I felt like I was watching The Zodiac when he said that. I was like, oh, the sunflower again.
The sunflower... I mean, we say this a lot on this show. If you notice something, you notice it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not crazy. No one can tell you how to feel.
Right.
Like, this is your past creates how you are in the future. So like to say like, oh, I have, of course you have trust issues.
Yeah.
You've dealt with cheating boyfriends in the past. You're seeing the same acts out of the new guy that you had in the old guy. So you're like, listen, I've lived this before. Right. Why wouldn't you ask questions? What do you think?
Well, she's saying like, am I blowing this out of proportion or am I right to be worried? And the answer is it's in between both. It's like you said, she's probably a little cautious because of her last relationship.
Sure.
But that's definitely weird fucking behavior. He lied about the name, the sunflower seed, you know? Maybe he's texting the ex. It's just strange. It could be a million different things, but none of them are great. Even if it really is like his friend's sister with the 2 a.m. snaps, you know? I feel like
I just don't understand the sunflower. There has to be a connection between the ex having a sunflower and now the buddy. Like, it's as if he's creating a top five chicks in his phone.
Yeah.
Like he's doing his own, you know, Snapchat best friends.
Right? Yeah, there's got to be something to the sunflower. This guy might be dumb enough to just attach that to whoever his ex is.
You have to be the dumbest. You have to have the worst memory in the world to have to work out this sunflower scheme.
Yeah.
I think for this situation, you're not blowing this out of I agree with Lev. You're not blowing this out of proportion. Your past creates who you are today. You should be cautious just because you want to protect your heart.
Yeah.
We get it. I think that's a walk away from me.
What do you do, though, if you're her? You sit him down and try to get it out of him and be like, listen,
no,
I'm not
I don't
buying
think,
the shit or what?
I don't think there's really... There's nothing that will give her satisfaction.
Right.
He's going to keep lying. He's already gaslighting her. He's already saying... I didn't even know gaslighting was a term until a week ago, but now it's like in the lexicon. He's already going, you don't trust me. He's already playing the aggressive defense move.
Right.
Where he's like, whoa.
He's leaning back.
Yeah. You're not going to trust me. You got to start trusting me. And it's like, listen, I would do this. I would go to him and be like, I would talk to him straight up. Listen, I keep seeing weird stuff.
Right.
Yes. Admit to your faults. Yes, I'm cautious around relationships, but that's because I've been screwed in the past.
I don't even think she owes him that, though.
You don't think so?
I don't even think she owes him that in this situation. I think in this situation, like, if your girlfriend's pulling some weird shit, you wouldn't hit her like, hey, look, like, I know I'm... No, I'd be like, listen, girl, what the hell is this?
Sure.
Either give me a perfect explanation that makes sense right now, or if you can't, I'm going to fucking get in the car and I'm on my way.
Give me an explanation that doesn't make me feel weird.
Right.
And because... Listen, what makes you feel weird is the lying up front. If he had been like, listen, I was texting with my girl way back when Steve hated it that I would text his sister. So I changed the name to protect Steve.
Right.
We're friends. I know it's weird. I get it.
Yeah.
There was no admittance of that. He's being like, that's my friend. Yeah, well, your friend has a different fucking name in your phone. Your buddy Steve doesn't trust you around his sister. Why should I?
Right.
That's a lot. A lot of that, you know, kind of going back to the email before where we're talking about like telling the friend and using him as a key witness.
Right.
You have a key witness without having to go to him.
Yeah.
The friend doesn't even trust you around his sister. Why should I? There's obviously a flirtation.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, a 2 a.m. snap. Come on. Even if I texted one of my friends a 2 a.m. snap, they'd be like, I'll get back to this in the morning. Like,
yeah. Also, high with multiple eyes. That's an excited hello.
Yeah.
That's way too no one is that excited that you're not going down on.
So, I think that's in the Bible.
That's in the Bible, okay?
Six eyes.
Jesus wrote that. Six eyes equals conilingus.
She had a two eyes because she wants both of you above her belly button.
Yes, that's right. I would say this. To me, this is a walk away from the table situation.
Yeah.
I would say to him, listen, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. You brought up the ex. I got over that because, listen, we all have exes in our lives. But then you have this new girl with a sunflower next to her name. The ex had a sunflower next to her name. All of this stuff is really all too much in common for me to really deal with.
Right.
So I'm gonna take a break from this situation.
Yeah.
And then you have to be confident enough to walk away to go, he was a nice guy, but obviously had a lot of other things going on.
Yeah, some shit was up. Yeah.
I think it's an ender.
Because you don't want to be in a relationship where you got a fucking map on the wall and red lines going like, all right, where's the flower? Where's the...
Yeah, and every time you see a sunflower, it gets weird.
Yeah.
Like, now, yeah, legitimately, sunflowers are now a touchy subject in your life. And that should never happen. Anytime something normal becomes a fight,
right,
you have a legitimate issue in your relationship.
Can you imagine she like drops them and then a week later she comes home, there's just a vase of sunflowers in the middle of her kitchen.
Dun, dun, dun. Just, you made the list.
Just one light on them.
You've made it. Do we have time for another email, Shelby?
We do.
Okay, good. Good to know. Let's, I'll give you the choice on...
One
there
more
it is.
Email.
When and how to tell a guy you're a mama. Brain versus heart. My coworkers think I'm a player. Help, ex-girlfriend mind fucks me on social media. Help your Eugene friend shift from professional to romantic relationship.
I like the ex-girlfriend mind fucks. That sounds
interesting.
Let's
do that one. What's up, J-Train? Tickle, tickle on your dickle. I need some help, man. So my ex and I were together for a year. After a year of dating, we ended things because she wanted to focus on herself and school and blah, blah, blah. I figured she was bullshitting me, so I went along with it and we broke up. I figured she, okay. Over the next 6 months, I meet different women and we went on several dates, but nothing caught my attention until I met this cute, goofy chick who acted like she had no idea how hot she was. So now, some girl is listening to that, just rolling her eyes so fucking hard. She doesn't even know how hot she knows. So one night, this girl and I run into my ex at a house party. I ask her how she's doing. Then I kept partying with Goofy Chick.
That's her name in his phone.
Goofy Chick.
Goofy Chick Sunflower.
Oh, yeah. I love her. She's Goofy Chick. Days after the party, my ex starts texting me, and old feelings came out, so I ended up messing around with both women, but not in a threesome kind of way. Soon after, I realized that it was fucked up for me to do this to both women, so I told my ex that I wanted to be with Goofy Chick. I love that he's keeping Goofy Chick up. Obviously, it didn't go well, and she said that I broke her heart, so she blocked me on social media except on Facebook. A couple of days later, I sent her a friend request on Facebook but didn't get accepted. Why would he do that?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Why the
You're
hell
out.
Did he send her
Fast
the...
forward 3 years. Wait a minute. Fast forward 3 years and she accepts my damn request. A week later, she deletes it. I send her another one, which she accepted, but deleted it over a week later. So my question is, what the hell is going on? Where'd the 3 years come from?
Wait, how does this end? I want to see where this email
is. So my question is, what the hell is going on? She has a boyfriend and I'm dating Goofy Chick. I figured she was over when she added me for the first time, but why would she add then delete so many times? Could it even be her boyfriend is the one deleting me? I'm super confused, J-Train. What do you think? Come back to North Carolina soon. Man, your show was fun as fuck. What do you think?
I feel like he's been with Goofy Chick for 3 years now.
Yeah. Why are you sending friend requests to old chick?
Yeah, he's the one in violation here.
Yes.
Why is he like staying up at night, 4 a.m, fucking friend requesting his ex over and over and monitoring if they're staying friends?
We don't need... I know it feels like we need these social media connections, but we don't.
No, not at all.
And we shouldn't be offended. The reason he's offended by him is he wants to still have ownership over.
Yeah.
He wants to be the one that's like, well, you know, I still got control of old chick
right. And
Goofy Chick still in my, you know, in my wheelhouse. And it's like, dude, you got it. Now it makes sense that he wrote, she doesn't even know how hot she is.
Right.
Because it does feel like he has to get over himself a little bit. You're in a relationship. You do not need to watch. And I, you know, there's that old thing of like, they watch my Instagram stories the rest of my life after we broke up. And it's like that happens because two ways. One, people want to just watch the people that they were attracted to because they're probably still attracted.
And it's not that huge of a decision to go, I'm going to watch my ex's Instagram story. You type in a fucking letter and their name comes up and then you hit their story. You're like, fuck it. Why not?
I have access to it. So why not?
Right. Why not?
But this is a situation where it's like, you have to hold yourself back from trying to get into that why not zone.
Yeah.
Like it feels like he's just trying to work himself into a position. And you know what it feels like? It feels like there's a big crowd watching an event and you're trying to shimmy your way to the front of the fucking crowd.
Yeah.
When it's like, dude, you got here late. It's over. There's a crowd in front of the fence. You're not watching.
Yeah. And you chose to be at that nice little spot in the corner with that goofy, goofy chick.
Yes.
Right.
Go live your life. It's like being at the bar and it's three heads deep and someone says to you, hey, can I get in for a second? You let them in. They order and they try to stand at that spot at the bar for the rest of the night. No.
Right.
You got your drink. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. And also, like, imagine if he told this to his girlfriend where he's like, listen, Goofy.
Yeah.
Just, I'd love if he only addresses her as that, like, in person.
What is she? And she's like, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
table for two. Being this goofy, goofy bitch.
Yeah. Tell it to your goofy chick.
Yeah.
See how cool she is with that.
Right. And if she's not cool with that, you know, then you gotta cut it out.
You don't need this. This is like, to me, this is like having another drink when you're 10 in.
Yeah.
Have a water.
Right.
Cool the fuck off.
Dude, I will say that sounds like the perfect girl, too. Goofy doesn't know how hot she is.
Girls roll their eyes at it. Guys know exactly what he's talking about. He's batting out of his ballpark. She's just fun and there with it. And he's like, no, like diamond in the rough syndrome.
Yeah.
Guys love thinking that they're with a girl that there's no competition with that's too hot for them.
Right, right, right. They discovered her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the chick with the, you know, another movie you don't know. And, you know, it's like, Can't Hardly Wait. Or what's the one? Never Been Kissed. Or the one where she pulls out the ponytail and all of a sudden she's a hot chick.
Oh, shit.
She's got the paint overalls on.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Freddie Prinze.
Freaky Friday.
It's not Freaky Friday.
It's my best guess.
Here, I'm going to find it right now.
I got it.
It's,
She's All That.
She's All That. Do you know She's All That?
I think I've heard of it.
It's referenced. Like the original, like, it's Ted parodied.
It's the cliche that every other cliche has taken after.
She has to do the hair shake after she pulls the ponytail.
Yeah, She's All That. And what was her name?
I believe that was Rachel Lee Cook.
Rachel Lee Cook. And she's like the hottest chick ever, but they put her in glasses and overalls that had paint on them. Oh, yeah. And we were all supposed to go, ew.
Does he like he has to make a bet like you're going to date that girl? And then he's like,
yeah, I do these dudes watching rom-coms. I got to do one for that one because that's like such a funny one. Like this is her before. Like, who could have ever known?
Right, right, right.
She's got glasses on.
Yeah, she takes the glasses off, ponytail off. She's like a perfect 10.
All of a sudden, she's this little haircut. Got a fucking... And here's the thing. You go from, like, and a lot of girls, you know, she's got that, like, hot, short hair look.
Right.
Here's where she's a nerd.
Looks hot as a nerd, too.
Yeah, she works at a falafel stand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she has a falafel hat. Don't worry. Men have worked through tougher things to get blown.
I would fuck her while she wore that. That would not hold me back at all.
Yeah,
I would. Like, here's the white sauce.
I would let her eat a falafel while we had sex.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
Well, what if this guy, though, he's not over his ex and he wants his ex back?
He isn't over his ex. That's the problem. He wants to know that his ex would still get with him.
Yeah.
He kind of rope-a-doped this email because it started with this ex keeps bothering me and fucking with me. And we're like, oh, okay, we're on your side.
Right.
And then it's like, you're fucking with the ex.
Yeah, 100%.
You are bringing to her a situation that she's like, ugh, I got a boyfriend. I'm over this dude.
Yeah.
Why is he coming back into my life? You're intruding.
Yeah, it doesn't matter why she's removing or anything. This is
a you problem, not a her problem. Lev Fur, thank you for coming on.
Of course, man. This was a blast. Thanks for having me, bro.
All of you go follow Lev Fur at Lev Fur on Instagram, at Lev Fursh on Twitter. The crowd loves him.
Yeah, you can check out my podcast, Young Daddy.
Young Daddy podcast. Successfully recorded. Do we have a news item or no?
We do now.
We got time for it?
Sure. Jared, you're not married, to my knowledge.
Nope, not to my knowledge either.
Lev Fur, married?
Nope.
Might only, be only that both game. Of you are looking in the wrong place for love.
Where do you look?
A woman in Phoenix, 27.
I gotta go to Phoenix.
Named Taylor, was working at her job with her best friend, Amanda, 30, when she met Amanda's dad, Kern Lehman.
Okay, Kern Lehman sounds like the douchiest person I've ever met.
I think he was the Kern porn guy in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, right? Kern Lehman. Yeah. Lehman Kern. I'm here. I'm Amanda's daddy. So she works with Amanda, who's 30, and her dad comes in.
He comes in. Taylor, by the way, in a relationship at the time.
Okay.
They start, you know, we kind of have a connection.
How old is Kern?
Kern is
97 on the dot.
52.
52.
25 years older.
Okay.
They are now married, and that girl is now her best friend's stepmom.
Oh, do we have a picture of them?
That's fucking awesome.
I mean, the dad looks like he would
be. Oh, he looks great, though.
He looks great. They're all in a picture together on a boat. This is the most Phoenix thing I've ever heard in my entire life. This should be in the Phoenix tourism guide. It's.
Dude, she got Kern Lehman.
She got Kern Lehman.
His name is the verb.
Yeah.
She said, we hit it off. We like the same music and are both old souls.
She has to say that.
You
she
know what? You know,
she has to say she's an old soul.
You know who'd probably be friends is that couple with the mom setup couple from earlier.
Yeah. It sounds like they would go well together. I do. It's interesting because this came up earlier in the podcast where the guy breaks up the relationship. He's like, I come in knowing that this is going somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
He's 52, but he came in going, well, that relationship's done because we're going to be in a relationship. It's crazy, though. I mean,
they're married, though. It's got to be working on some level.
The next sentence takes a hard right. When it comes to the future, they've had to talk about the possibility of Kern dying first.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That makes sense. I mean, if he was 70 and she was 55, no one would bat an eye.
No.
People would go, oh, okay, this older woman found love. You know. I don't know. I don't know how wrong it is. I think the friendship thing is a little weird. It's you don't see the reverse a lot.
Yeah.
You don't see 52-year-old woman getting the 27-year-old man.
There is that one. You remember the movie Kick-Ass?
What was Kick-Ass?
He's like he's like the person who the teenager who tries to be is like a superhero. Like,
yes.
And then he's like goes viral. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
He really married like a female director in her 40s, and he was like in his early 20s.
Yeah, that's a career move though. That's different.
Yeah, there's careerish things to that, but it's all, you know, it's also, it can happen. It's like one of those things where it's like nothing's 100%. But I mean, the fact that this,
right,
none of us are sitting here being like a 27-year-old with a 52, like that, like what's with that dude? Like the dude, he's.
I could see it. If you ask me though, it's like, you know, what's the big deal? This guy's marrying this girl for 4 years before his heart gives out. Like,
yeah.
You know, just enjoy it. And then they go back to being friends.
And then they go back. She consoles her best friend.
Right. They go through the loss together.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got to be, you know, you know what makes this less weird is that they met at work. If they had been childhood friends, then we'd all be like,
Yeah.
Because there's a point where they goes, ooh, so-and-so's coming into her own.
Right.
And you're like, ugh, okay, Kern. Fucking relax,
now that name
Kern.
Fits so much.
Yeah. But the fact that they met at work at 27, like, I think that takes the stench out of the story a little bit, right?
It is in the New York Post, so who knows how it got in there.
Yeah, we don't know.
I feel like we have to like be born already an adult when your name's Kern. Like you can't be a
Yeah, you can't be a child Kern.
Yeah.
Kern Lehman.
Just imagine like him as a baby, and the nurses are like, this baby is the girthiest penis we've ever seen.
We'll now name it Kern Lehman. Well, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. Lev Fur, thank you for coming on.
Of course, man. Thanks
at Lev Fur on Instagram. Go follow Young Daddy Podcast. I'm Jared Freed. Every Tuesday and Friday, keep telling your friends, keep pushing the word. LA, I'm there this Sunday. Come to that show, jaredfreed.com. Get your tickets now. San Francisco, Sacramento, coming there too next week. We'll see you next episode. Boom.